Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh boy, we were buckling down for the cold weather. Storm of the century coming rolling on through the East Coast. But we're going to try to keep you warm and toasty with some really good empowering information this hour. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live on the American Voice Radio Network. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about clot busters. Yeah. We're going to show you how to never, ever, ever have a clot problem without the pharmaceutical drugs, okay? Also, we're going to talk about an ocean of infection. No, not to worry. There are herbs for that. And we hope to be able to have time to finish our Dr. Mom segment. We got halfway through last time, so we're going to power it up, and we're going to finish that. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting all of our nation up in prayer. because Isaiah 59 says we're supposed to plead to the Lord for truth and justice. And if there's a nation that needs that, it's America. So I'm hitting the knees seeking the Lord's face. You know, the prayer of the faithful can save the sick, and the prayer of the righteous availeth much. James said that, James 5. You know, and here's something that should put shivers down your spine. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? No time like the present to know the Lord, so mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report. Oh, well, here's just, wait, they call him an amateur scientist. He's a little off the deep end, I guess. He takes snakes. He has snakes. And they're deadly. They have lots of poisonous venom. And he lets them bite him. He wants to, according to him, he wants to get his, self-immune to the venom. So far, deliberately has let the snakes bite him 160 times. He's hoping to, I guess, you know, his body make antibodies so that a vaccine can be made. He says that he hopes to see the vaccine before he develop before he dies, probably in a snake bite. But his name is Mr. Ferdy. We'll just call him Ferdy. He's got a black mamba snake, a taipan snake, and a water cobra, and two rattlesnakes. He lives in Wisconsin. Yeah. Yeah, so he, his wife couldn't take it anymore. She left with the kids. Well, after two consecutive cobra bites, he admits in 2011, he fell into a coma, almost died. He said, well, you know, he wants that vaccine. Okay, so he's determined. He's committed. Well, you should have been more committed to the marriage, dear Mr. Fruity. Anyway, historically, treatments for snake bites have been, you know, produced when they hyper-immunize horses or sheep, but with small amounts of the venom. That's usually how they make antidotes. But here is a guy. He's determined to make a scientific history. Uh-huh. Moving along in the quest. Oh, yes, if you want a snake bite kit, almost forgot. There is an herbal snake bite kit, also good for venomous spider bites. It's on the powerherbs.com website under the herb kits section. Works for pets, too, so if your dog likes to tangle with the old snakes, you know, you can help him heal without any scarring. Get all his fur back and everything. It's amazing. Yeah, don't let the vet scare you, saying that you have to do skin grafts. That's just pathetic. You know? How do I know this? Because my dog got bit by a snake. I have a lab. And I just herbed him. Give him herbs, you know, internally. And he was fine. All right, last but not least in the quack report. Oh, the scientists want to delve into the human brain again. So they can make better computers. Uh-huh. So, apparently, according to some research, the brain can store 10 times as many memories as previously thought. So they found that the storage capacity of our brain with the synapses is important. They've been measuring those. They found, on average, the synapse can hold about 4.7 bits of information. So this means the entire human brain has the capacity of 1 petabyte. So this is about 20 million four-drawer filing cabinets filled with text, they said. So this new work, they say, is going to answer some long-standing questions and how the brain, along with what energy sources it uses. Apparently, they found that the brain is very energy efficient. Yeah. So engineers are building computers to mimic the human brain, conserve energy, but be powerful nonetheless. So they discovered that they unlocked a specific design principle inside our brain in the hippocampal area where they have neurons that function. And the neurons function on very low energy, but they have high computation output. So according to their measurements, our brain's pretty awesome. Are the memories, your thoughts, are all results of patterns of electricity and chemical activity in the brain. And so when you have these thoughts, it kind of makes a pathway, and it's permanent. So a key part to the activity happens when you have these neurons branch off. Think of a lot of electrical wires spliced into a hub, and they interact with other junctions and neurons through the synapses. So they said the walking adult brain, I didn't know the brain walked, but you know what I mean, it generates about 20 watts of power. Enough to, you know, power, I guess, a very dim light bulb. Yeah, I got an idea. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about clot busters. And I got on this topic because I've been seeing some commercials on TV for some new medications for clots. And I thought, what do we not know and should know about these drugs? All right, so a couple of new TV commercials that you've been seeing that are touting, you know, the drug replacement for Coumadin, also Werfen, same name, same product, different name. So it's the same drug. Some people call it Werfen, some Coumadin, generic. And it's usually prescribed for people that have problems with blood clots. Now here comes along another drug called Pradaxa. Have you seen the commercial for that one? Yeah? My. Well, why would a big moneymaker like Coumadin need to be replaced? Think about it. You know, that thing's been in circulation for like ever. So is the FDA's black box warning on the Coumadin scaring patients away? Is that it? Is it because patients are finding out Coumadin is really rat poison? Yeah, people kind of, you know, are just dumbfounded to find that out. Well, is Pradaxa really a better drug for patients at risk of developing clots? Well, let's check it out. Let's find out. Well, first, let's look at the former drug star, shall we? Coumadin went on the market in 1954. It was first marketed in 1948, but it was for pests. It was a rodenticide. It was rat poison, right? So they developed it in 48 to kill rats. And then here comes 54. And now it's, you know, to help all us out with our blood clot problem. So this synthesized Coumadin, also known as Werfen, is odorless. It's tasteless. And is essentially very easy to use to poison rodents. So rats would eat it and then bleed internally to death. So, you know, how did the human mind, how did it go from bleeding poisoned rats to blood clot buster drug for humans? Well, that leap is anybody's guess. Now, the drug company argues this, that rat poison in small doses deters blood clots but does not promote hemorrhaging. But the FDA's black box warning on it, on Coumadin, it states this, quote, patients may be more susceptible to the risk of hemorrhaging if they are 65 and older, or if they have a history of gastrointestinal bleeding, hypertension, or heart disease, end of quote. Well, I mean, you know, most people that have blood clot problems are going to be older, usually. Okay, so you want to keep this in mind. Coumadin was supposed to be replaced it was supposed to be replaced by the all-star drug Zimlexitran for blood clot purposes, which, you know, was said to be one of the worst drugs, this Zimlexitran. However, the risk of bleeding was said to be higher with the Coumadin, but it usually takes 3 to 5 days for the Coumadin to reach therapeutic levels in the blood. So on the other hand, high doses of Zimlexitran caused massive hemorrhaging. So in 2001, the Journal of the American Medical Association stated that Zimlexitran offered, you know, some concerns due to its likelihood to induce bleeding. It also offered cardiovascular events and drug-induced liver failure. So testing treating blood clots for Coumadin or Werfen is tricky for doctors because, you know, the patient needs to get those frequent blood tests for monitoring, as, you know, the drug could cause brain hemorrhages, strokes, or other internal bleeding. So they were looking for a drug that could kind of skip all that and be more profitable. Now, a year's worth of Coumadin or Werfen cost the patient $200. Years worth of Pradaxa cost $3,000. So there you go. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Robert Califf. He's Duke University cardiologist. He says this: the side effects of Werfen can be debilitating and is one of the leading causes of emergency room fatalities in the United States. End of quote. Wow. Well, you know, millions of people are on this thing. So that means there's more people dying from using their medications, prescription drugs, than people that could die in war. Think about it. Well, let's look at this replacement drug. So here we are, 62 years after the launch of Coumadin in 1954, and after a slew of other anti-clotting drugs come and go that have not really performed well. So now we have Pradaxa. So according to the hype on Pradaxa, this drug is considered an upgrade to Coumadin because it limits strokes. That's what the hype is. So Pradaxa hit the market in 2010, and it reached $1 billion in sales by 2012. Unfortunately, according to drugwatch.com, the German pharmaceutical manufacturer of Pradaxa called Boehringer Ingelheim, I'll get it out. Well, they paid, get this, they paid $640 million to settle serious side effects from the drug and over 4,000 lawsuits. Of course, they didn't admit fault. You know, we'll give you the money if you just go away. So, you know, but the TV commercials are still playing. Have you heard about this? I mean, you watch a TV commercial, there's no, you know, there's no caveat at the end saying, oh, by the way, we paid out, you know, millions in lawsuits because, you know, we have, this drug has some serious problems, serious side effects. Well, let's talk about the side effects. Now, the common side effects patients are informed about with regards to Pradaxa are indigestion, nausea, and heartburn. No biggie, right? I can live with that just long as I don't have a blood clot go to my brain. You know, go ahead, doc, write the prescription. However, the serious side effects are heart attack, liver failure, and uncontrollable hemorrhaging and death. And I underline uncontrollable, because it is. Now, patients with kidney problems can't take Pradaxa without the drug causing some serious renal damage. And there is really no antidote to Pradaxa if the patients start to hemorrhage. So the patients basically bleed out. They die, bleed to death. And the reason is because this drug removes the body's ability to clot, to stop bleeding. Whereas Coumadin had an antidote. They had an antidote when that happened. But not with this drug. So, no antidote for Pradaxa. Now, in 2011, there were reported 542 deaths due to this drug. And there are significantly more deaths that pretty much go unreported. So in 2014, the adverse events led to over 4,000 lawsuits. The media was said to have covered the story, yet the drug was still being sold and made the drug company about $1.2 billion in 2014. So in just 2 years on the market, the drug was blamed for killing more than 500 patients. No surprise. Because the drug company admitted no fault as it swept the damages under the $640 million rug. And that seems to be, you know, the modus, you know, operandi of the drug companies that make billions on drugs known to cause serious damage to patients. But all that, well, that won't outweigh the payouts in the lawsuits because they'll make more in profit than they'll pay out in a lawsuit. So, you know, the bean counters at these kind of corporations, they must be heavy drinkers. I'm going to say that, you know, because they know these drugs kill people for profit. So it's pretty outrageously ironic that the side effects from the Pradaxa drug are not preventing stroke, hemorrhages, and premature death that the patients are using this drug to prevent. So let's look at what causes clots and get to a serious lockdown on this and do it our own way, do it the permanent way, and the safe way. Now, the main cause of blood clots is really lifestyle. So if you have an occupation involving, you know, constrained sitting, this can promote clots, even thrombosis. Inactivity will increase your chances of getting clots. For instance, you know, a sedentary job, long-distance travel, especially by airplane, can put you at a greater risk. So if you travel frequently, it's going to be important for you to get up and move around every hour. Now, we are also at a high risk of blood clots if we suffer from trauma, surgery, heart attacks, vascular disorders, cancer, obesity, old age, sepsis, birth control treatments, and substance abuse. Now, for some reason, people that undergo surgery for knee or hip replacement seem to be at the high risk category for developing what they call pulmonary embolus or a blood clot in the leg. Other people at high risk are going to be patients with, you know, various types of chronic diseases that, you know, and also pregnant women tend to get those leg clots. So if you've been diagnosed with thrombosis, for instance, the National Cancer Institute says that deep vein thrombosis, you know, it lists that as a risk factor when, you know, taking even the drug tamoxifen for hormone replacement. So that's a side effect, adverse event side effect of the drug is the blood clot. So just how much of a risk are we really at of developing a blood clot if we do have surgery? Well, you would need to really consult the Surgeon General's Call to Action Report, which provides a lot of health information to the public. According to their 2008 report, for instance, there was this range of incidents of 350,000 to 600,000 times a year, with at least 100,000 deaths annually, blood clots and surgery. Okay? So who's going to be more at risk, men or women? Well, there is some statistical evidence that more women are at a risk due to taking pregnancy and, you know, anti-pregnancy drugs, you know, and the birth control medicines, and also when they are pregnant. So young women in their 20s and 30s have ended up in the morgue after being put on birth control pills. And medical science reports that the benefits outweigh that slight danger. So you want to tell that to the ladies who died? Did you didn't get a chance to start a family, or if they had children, didn't get a chance to raise them? So evidence also shows that there were fewer blood clots in women that took the second generation of birth control pills, 15 clots for every 100,000 women, compared to the third generation pills of 25 clots per 100,000 women. So the new birth control is more dangerous. And also women who smoke tend to be overweight or diabetic, have a family history of clots, also going to be in that high-risk category. And we got to cover the surface clots. There is this condition known as surface blood clots, also known as thrombosis, which involves veins close to the surface of the skin. They don't directly run to your heart, lungs, or brain. Although this condition can be alarming and even painful, modern medicine does not consider it life-threatening. However, this is no reason to dismiss the condition. This can be a precursor to deeper clots unless you make some permanent lifestyle changes. In most cases, the surface clots are due to an overindulgence in fatty foods or alcohol. So you want to make those dietary changes and reduce them or eliminate this risk, change that lifestyle, and it'll just correct itself. So you can speed up the recovery time if you use some medicinal herbs to help strengthen the cardiovascular system, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. Because you have a lot of power. Now, in recent years, medical science has readjusted its thinking into what triggers stroke and heart attacks. They used to think it was the cholesterol, the plaque that disrupted the heart rhythm. But according to Harvard cardiologist Dr. Victor Gerwich, these factors don't necessarily put you at risk of blood clots. So he says blood clots are influenced by the fibrinogen level in your blood. So fibrinogen is this protein which dissolves unwanted blood clots. So if your blood platelets like to kind of clump or stick together, which is directly influenced by your diet, by the way, you'd better have enough fibrinogen in this protein to dissolve them. So a lot of health experts agree that diet is the most significant influence on your blood clot problem. So as more research comes in and they conduct more research on the blood clot issue, more evidence seems to point to foods more than just blaming the problem on a liver process that's not adapting to your cholesterol problem. Yeah, doctors usually tell you it's, you know, you were born with a bad liver. That's what they just say. So I want you to be encouraged by this fact. Dietary changes start to work immediately to reduce your risk of blood clots. Immediately. And I wouldn't rely on blood thinners. No. Too many people decide to rely on anticoagulant drugs or aspirin therapy to thin their blood and reduce their risk of blood clots. This strategy can put you in a precarious position of bleeding too profusely, especially if you're injured or if you needed surgery. So doctors advise patients to avoid certain foods that are natural blood thinners if you're on these drugs, or especially before you have surgery. So foods like garlic, ginger, black mushrooms, fish, because of the omega-3 fatty acids, like your salmon and sardines, they are naturally thinning to the blood. So these foods work better, actually, than the blood thinner drugs. If you incorporate that on a regular basis into your diet, you can skip the drug therapy. Think about it. I think I hear music. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. Tell a joke or two.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
As candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
On getting better and staying that way. Yeah. Well, we're talking about how we can get rid of the clots, the blood clots. So let's get to the really good part. This is the part that puts tools in your hands. So you want to eat foods that directly influence that blood and that blood protein that helps prevent blood clots. And there are foods and herbs that do that. So you want to cut your risk of having blood clots and even a cholesterol problem. The foods that do that are going to be garlic and onions, scientifically proven to be cardiovascular powerhouses in this way. They also, you might want to add some ginger root and maybe some hot peppers like cayenne, fish oil, olive oil, coconut oil, green tea, lots of fruits and vegetables in the diet on a regular basis. You want to cut out all that high-fat stuff, as much red meat and cheese as you can. Absolutely no processed foods, no fast foods, no frozen entrees. And exercise regularly and watch that excessive alcohol, and you will lower not only your cholesterol, but you'll reduce those blood clot risks significantly. Now, sometimes we get kind of too big for our britches and we don't listen to good old-fashioned advice, you know. Now, Egyptian writings published on old paper, papyrus paper, give a great confidence and credit to onion as a blood tonic. So the old-timey American country doctors actually listed onion as a blood purifier. The French feed garlic and onions to their expensive racehorses to dissolve leg clots, blood clots in the horse's leg. So Russians will actually age onion in vodka to improve their circulation. Okay. Medical research is backing up what the ancient writings are saying. Chemist Dr. Eric Block, the State University of New York, he said they found garlic has these compounds that perform what they call an antithrombotic action equal or superior to aspirin. So garlic has this extra benefit. It prevents platelets from clumping together and sticking to the walls of your arteries and veins. No blood clots, see. So medical science is really not sure how the garlic or the onion help perform this action. They are still trying to isolate and study those compounds. So one of the compounds they've named as adenosine, and this is in the foods, the garlic and the onion. Researchers in Germany at the Saarland University have discovered that it takes about 3 cloves of garlic each day to improve circulation, thin the blood, cleanse the blood of any unwanted elements. So the benefits of just 2 ounces of onion work similar to the garlic, but also they help block those harmful effects of all this fat that can cause clots. Also, they say eating garlic with an acid-type food like tomato will magnify its medicinal power. So vinegar is another one. And now if you look at the all-in-one tonic that the people at Apothecary Herbs make, they have garlic and onion as well as ginger and vinegar in that tonic. Mm-mm-mm. So let's talk about this ancient forgotten clot cure, though. This is really cool. Our ancient ancestors used a lot of herbs to improve cardiovascular health to reduce the risk of clots. And one herb in particular has this nutritional flavonoid to prevent the unwanted conversion of the fibrin protein, converting it to fibrin, which causes unwanted clots. So it prevents that. So we can use this herb today, and even instead of drugs, you know, and basically save our retirement, right? Who wants to spend $3,000 a year on a, you know, Pradaxin? All right. So the herb that we could use is called hawthorn berry. Another benefit to this herb, it offers this elasticity to your arteries and veins, prevents them from narrowing, and it prevents those clot roadblocks from happening. So according to the American Journal of the Clinical Nutrition, hawthorn berry also improves the force of your heartbeat to improve blood pressure. A lot of cultures around the world simply add hawthorn berry to their diet to prevent hypertension, angina, arrhythmia, blood clots, heart failure, and other chronic cardiovascular diseases. So if you're buying hawthorn berry in your in a supplement form, it's really important to get a whole food product that doesn't have a bunch of fillers in it. So if you're buying it in, let's say, a liquid form, a tincture, make sure it is naturally aged, it's a concentrate, it's been cold pressed. This helps preserve those alkaloids and all that flavonoid strength that you need. So most people experience the benefits of these heart herbs within just a few weeks. So doses can vary depending on the severity of the condition, but it's not advised to mix your herbs with your prescription medicine. I wouldn't do that. If you're on a prescription drug, I wouldn't mix, okay? Yeah, people do that. So let's talk about what the game plan is. If I had blood clots, this is what I would do. I would work on getting my regular exercise in to help strengthen the cardiovascular system. And then I'd, you know, be using the Apothecary Herbs products. They have several herbal formulas to help strengthen the heart, reduce the risk of clots. So you want to look for hawthorn berries tincture. They have a circulation formula. They even have a heart cholesterol blood pressure formula that has hawthorn berries in it, okay? They also have organic products to strengthen the cardio system, stabilize the heartbeat, strengthen the walls and the arteries and veins, reduce the risk of clots. They offer the Celtic sea salt, which does not promote hypertension, but it has it's a mineral food for the cardiovascular system. The heart has an electrical impulse, and it has to have the minerals to have a strong beat. So also to further cleanse the arteries and veins, they do offer the Body Foundation food mix with alfalfa in it, which is a cleanser. And also they have the garlic juice as well if you want some really good garlic juice. Now, if you got pain and inflammation, they do have the pain anti-inflammatory willow bark and meadow sweet formula. That's great. So they got a bunch of stuff there, including that all-in-one tonic with the ginger, the garlic, the onion, the cayenne, and so forth. They do have blood cleansers and a heart attack pack. So you've got tools. You have options. Give them a call. Ask for a free product catalog. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Just visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. All right. You know, well, it's not about disease management. That's not what herbs do. Herbs strengthen. They're not crutches, okay? A lot of people ask, you know, do I have to take the herb for the rest of my life? Well, no. You know, if you're proactive and you're serious about, you know, correcting a problem, herbs will strengthen you, get you over the hump, you know, as you get that lifestyle in line. Can't go doing any backsliding now. And you won't need the stuff later. And here's the thing. When you get food, I mean, if you're eating food, make sure your calories count. In other words, get food that's packed full of real new whole food nutrition. And you won't feel hungry, and you won't have to eat as much volume of food. When your food is, you know, whole, organic, and nutritious, it doesn't take a whole lot to fill you up. It really doesn't. All right. We're going to finish our Dr. Mom concept. We started that last Tuesday, you know, because old-fashioned things still work. They do. People are really attracted to this being more self-reliant, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're living like the Amish or caveman, okay? Stay-at-home moms are finding this happy combination of doing more for their families while, you know, still, you know, driving the minivan full of kids to soccer practice. Now, for instance, the self-sufficient moms out there, they have more than Vactine and Band-Aids in their medicine cabinet, okay? They also use natural medicines to improve immune system health, also stop bleeding, nip cold and flu pathogens in the bud, decongest sinuses, and stop pneumonia bacteria. They're also using things to improve sleep and reduce anxiety and a whole lot more. So they're really tapping into a lot of information out there on the internet. They're searching stuff out. Now, there's a lot of moms that really aren't interested in just that $20 antibiotic with the copay. They're more interested in developing what is called lifelong immunity for their immune systems and for their family's immune systems. So a lot of stay-at-home moms are really taken it seriously, this responsibility to be what is really a doctor mom for her family. So she also avoids a lot of flu shots. And while others are walking for the cure, these moms, they're kind of active in the natural prevention methods. They're applying natural medicines and therapies as a solution. So Dr. Mom really doesn't stop being proactive after their children grow up and leave home. They sail through menopause. They avoid all the need for those adult diapers. And they don't have high blood pressure problems or osteoporosis. So these moms have learned that the quick fix with the prescription drugs does not provide the healing they want, and it comes with a bunch of risk. So they're looking for that long-term solution that's resilient, not for a quick fix that is propped up by a pharmaceutical drug that once you stop the drug, the problem's back. That's not what they want. Mm-mm. That's not what a lot of people want. And as patients, we should start demanding results. You know, and if, you know, the doctors don't have a solution, go find it somewhere else. Otherwise, you're a patient for life, and that's no way to be. You know, men out there are getting proactive, too. You know, it's not just doctor moms out there. You know, dads are doing it. I think dads are very good at being natural physicians in their own right. Because, you know, they naturally avoid the doctor anyway. You know, they don't like going to the doctor. Now, over 12% of the men say they don't go see their doctor. About 26% of women put off going to the doctor now. So the virtual visit that's being promoted by healthcare now may be more convenient for folks that can't make time to see their physician, but it doesn't really change the treatments they offer, you know, the drugs and surgery. So more men and dads out there are seeking out natural therapies which have less risk, less expense, and produce those results they want. I also see men becoming more patient with the process as they work through and become familiar with natural therapies to correct what is called a long-term condition instead of constantly treating it with endless prescriptions. Because eventually, you know, the end result is those drugs don't, they stop working. And then what are you left with? Usually surgery. So more men and women are reading about the side effects of prescription drugs, and they're looking for more natural medicines instead, something gentler for the body. Let me read you this quote by Lawrence Sachet, a 36-year-old attorney, Randolph, Massachusetts. She says this, or he says this, I don't go to the doctor other than for a real emergency. It's too time-consuming, and they rarely tell me anything I really need to know. End of quote. Yeah, there's so much out there now. People kind of get it, you know? All right, and, you know, when was the last time you went to the doctor and they gave you something that didn't work? Did you get your money back? Mm-mm. Why not? It's sort of like going to an attorney and they lost your case. Did you get your money back? Yeah. Well, let's look at this shock factor. Many health experts feel that men don't regularly see their physicians as they should because they're afraid. I don't think so. I can understand that people don't want to get bad news, but I think that men are kind of skeptical of the doctor, you know, that he has a genuine cure for anything. See? Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, the halls of medicine are trying to correct this shyness that men have towards seeing their doctor, and they're launching advertising to scare men into making appointments. Have you seen those commercials? Oh, they're subtle, some of them. Public health officials feel that aging men in general are in denial of their health risk, and they've produced these TV ads depicting men struck down before their time because they didn't go see their doctor. Well, I think that men today are more aware of the risk of the drugs and surgery treatments and are searching for alternative options. And I say, well, there's nothing wrong with going to see the doctor. Get his opinion. Nothing wrong with that. You know, get a diagnosis. Nothing wrong with that. And then research your options. What's wrong with that? Nothing. So, you know, you could still go see the white coat, get that information from him, and then decide. But people are just, you know, I'm really encouraged by this. People are just more proactive than ever. If you are part of the growing proactive movement where people are, you know, taking back their health care and helping themselves and other people, they're helping each other, then, you know, congratulations. That's what it's about. Recently, the designer of the Affordable Care Act, Jonathan Gruber, admitted that the Affordable Care Act was a total lie and that the administration lied to the American people in order to tax them 40% more for their health care, give free health care to illegals and take over the industry, and may I add, probably remove firearms. So according to North Carolina Rural Health Research Program, nearly 43 rural hospitals across the nation have gone out of business since the Affordable Care Act took effect. This means for each rural hospital that closes, surrounding hospitals have to absorb at least 10,000 more patients. So Americans were lied to about the Affordable Care Act, and instead of making healthcare more affordable to hardworking Americans, it has become more burdensome. So hospitals are a necessity for trauma, and more are going to close unless people forcibly demand a change. Many of the Republicans that won their elections to replace Democrats in Congress, what did they do? They ran on tickets to repeal the Affordable Care Act. I don't know about you, but I'm so sick of career politicians and lawyers. I am. Media reports are saying that politicians are, well, they're going to say they're going to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but not until they get another program to replace it. That's the excuse? Really? Well, they failed to mention that when they ran on their campaign, right, platform. But I don't think men go to Washington to become corrupted. I think they are corrupted already before they get there. Because, think about it. I think decent people, hardworking Americans, they're not interested in those political jobs that have power and authority over other people. They're not interested in power and authority over other people. Decent people aren't. Think about it. Well, I think our founding fathers were men of a different ilk. They were really bold men, and they would not have tolerated this tyranny, this treason, not for 1 minute. They would have marched onto Washington, picked up the liberal, corruptible politicians by their hair, dragged them back into the street to make an example of them. You know, they used to cane them. Remember that? They used to cane them, you know, whip them with a cane in the street. That's what they used to do. I don't know. I'm just tired of all the talk with no solution or action to correct their problems. Therefore, you know, we're going to have to look at healthcare in a different way. You know, maybe the way God intended it to be. You know, want some resolutions? God's got some solutions for us. Because he declared in Psalms 104, herbs are here for the service of man. Now, why would he have said that? For proactive men and women to take advantage of them. You know, be doctor moms, doctor dads. Yep. And if you look at Revelation 22, verse 2, it said herbs are here for the healing of the nations. So herbs are not just for a select few who wish to restrict your access to them. They're for everyone. So I think we should stand up for that right, stand up for our convictions. We should learn as much as we can about these medicinal plants that God's given us for better health. And, you know, if you're interested in learning, there's a good place to start. It's called the Power Herbs eBook. Very general, basic book. Get your feet wet, if you will. And it's $14.99. You go to thepowerherbs.com there. It is an eBook, so you select which format you want, and you have it downloaded to your computer, tablet, or iPhone or something. So it's available in PDF, iPad, and Kindle. So be really careful to select the right format. And the download is a timed download, so you have like 2 days to take care of that. And then it expires. So be mindful of the time. But do pick up the Power Herbs book. It's it depends on which format. If PDF, it's 400 pages. I think Kindle and iPad is like 200 and something pages. So you have tools, you have information there that will, you know, stretch far and wide. Okay, very basic, applicable information. It does talk about 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have, which won't get you into too much trouble if you're taking, you know, over-the-counter stuff or whatever. So check that out. It's at thepowerherbs.com. It's under the Books and Newsletters tab. You could just download it there. I think tomorrow is the last day. If you're on the mailing list, you did get a coupon. And if you had an order of $50, you could use the coupon and get a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook. Okay? So tomorrow's the last day. I think it expires tomorrow, the 22nd. Mm-hmm. So if you were thinking about, you know, picking up some things for cardiovascular health, let's say, and your order's about $50, then you can put the Power Herbs book in your shopping cart and apply the coupon, which is FRE, it's an abbreviation for free, and then BK, abbreviation for book. So FREBK for free book. And just empower yourself. There you are. So do sign up for the newsletters if you're on there. They're free. The newsletters are free too. So just throw them into the cart, and they'll go out each week, and you'll be empowered with new health information each week. So check that out too. And also if you miss Herb Talk Live, do take advantage of the archive section on the website for American Voice Radio Network, or you can go to the powerherbs.com website and click on radio archives up at the top of the page. So you can listen and download anytime for free. And I just am about out of time, and I didn't get to talk about the ocean of infection. So we'll cover that next Tuesday. How's that? And empower you with that. I think there's a solution for everyday problems. And each time I discover more and more benefits to herbs, I mean, the knowledge never ends. It's ongoing, for real. I mean, I don't even want to call myself a master herbalist because I'm always learning. Master herbalist, that'd be God, see? That's who a master herbalist, that's what it is. That'd be the creator. Master chemist, father of light, king of kings, right? All right. Well, if you have a health topic you want to cover on the show, feel free to send me an email off the powerherbs.com website, and I will try to work it into the show. And stay warm this weekend. Big storm coming in. Cold, snow and ice. You know, hot chocolate. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.